on the Chris Fade Show, your Thursday across the UAE. So I guess to follow up on H&M. Now, I'm going to tell you straight out, I'm not bagging H&M out here.
No.
I wear a lot of their clothing, and I continue to, I guess, still wear a lot of their clothing. Unfortunate circumstances that happened last week was someone did not, I guess, view an image and think to themselves, this is racist. This could come across bad. Mm. Since then, after posting a picture of a beautiful child with the, what were the terms? What did the actual wording say, Pretty?
It said coolest monkey in the jungle on a sweatshirt.
And basically, uproar began on the internet. It blew up. It was the most talked about thing. It's still in the top five most talked about things in the world right now.
Yeah.
H&M stores were trashed in different countries. Thankfully, not here in the beautiful country that is the UAE. A report has just come out now that H&M have just put out a statement. Is that correct?
Yeah, so this is the latest development. They said, quote, the recent incident was entirely unintentional, which I personally believe. I don't think it was intentional. But it demonstrates so clearly how big our responsibility is as a global brand. And what they've done now is someone who was already in their company, Annie Wu, who was handling employee relations, has now also been appointed as the global leader for diversity and inclusiveness to kind of be that last checkpoint to make sure everything that's going on is culturally appropriate, because the brand itself is all about diversity. Remember, we had Maria in studio with us, and she's the first hijabi model, and that was for H&M.
So it literally has just been missed. No one within the organization that was in charge of that catalog, from the photographers to the image designers to the guys who actually put it online, none of them thought this is offensive. And now they've got someone in that position. So I want to say good move from H&M.
For sure.
Good move for putting someone in place. Now, the mum and the dad, the parents of this young child, this gorgeous kid called Liam, they did put out a statement a few days back, right, Pretty?
Yeah, they did. So here's the mother talking about her reaction to it, and it's actually going to surprise you.
Not for me. I wouldn't see such a connection to anything other than my son modeling a shirt. And until the controversy now with the whole furore that is going on, then you kind of look back and wonder, if you had noticed it, what would be our initial or my initial response to it.
Oh, do you think it was an overreaction, the response that picture got?
It is not an overreaction when it comes to racism. Mm-hmm. Everybody should act differently based on their own opinions on what racism is.
I think that's a very smart and intelligent answer.
I mean, yeah, interesting that the parents aren't, the parents don't seem any problem with it, but I guess a lot of the world does. Up next, got in contact with me, and I thought, why not? Let's get him on, the grandfather who actually lives with little Liam. He's going to join us on the show now.